brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're now into hour number two. We're working on getting the state rep on who has been leading the fight against the TSA corruption. We have that really good news. Best place to find is DrudgeReport.com. It's also up on InfoWars.com. And Paul Watson's article, TSA Showdown, A Watershed Moment in Battle for Freedom. Rick Perry, under incredible pressure, has now capitulated to the people of Texas and America. And the Washington Times and Lou Rockwell and myself and the listeners of this show saying, look, pal, we know you killed the bill. You had your lieutenant governor do it. Quit claiming you're for the bill when you're really against the bill. And he got confronted and got caught lying a few days ago. We're going to break that down coming up at the bottom of this hour. But that is very, very exciting news. As I mentioned at the end of the last segment, it's very exciting news that Obama's negation of hostilities in Libya draws criticism. And it goes on the fact that the official statements of the White House have officially declared that what is happening in Libya is not hostilities. Thousands and thousands dead on both sides. Images of giant, you know, 10-story buildings being vaporized and exploding into hundreds of thousands of pieces of shrapnel, at least two U.S. troops already dead from the U.S. Army, according to our sources, dead contractors, more U.S. special forces on the way, and now the media more and more is beginning, there's a whole bunch of news reports out today saying, yes, ground troops are being readied. And, of course, we also have the article by Kurt Nimmo. Marines prepare for massive training exercise. And the headline is, huge Marine drill confirms ground invasion of Libya. And Kurt Nimmo's article breaks all of that down. I'm busy here. Busy reading the Drudge headline because it's a little bit different than ours. And that gives me their take on what they see the article covering. Marines prepare for massive training exercise along beaches from Florida to Virginia. So we're going to be going over that report as well today. In some of the other news, we're going to obviously have that report on Rick Perry coming up. That's going to have some breaking information for you at the bottom of the hour, so please spread the word about that key information coming up. But we also have this report by the American Dream that I think is excellent. 14 reasons why Rick Perry would be a really, really bad president. And number one, Rick Perry's a big government politician, and then they document that. Not what he says, it's what he does is that's important. The debt of the state of Texas is out of control. Under Perry, contrary to what he says, the total debt of Texas government has more than doubled since Rick Perry got in. Rick Perry has spearheaded the effort to lease roads in Texas to foreign companies. Number five, Rick Perry claims that he has a track record for not raising taxes when he has repeatedly raised them, and they have links to all the proof of that. Number six, even with the oil boom in Texas, 23 states have a lower unemployment rate than Texas does. Back in 88, Rick Perry supported Al Gore for president. That's right. In fact, Rick Perry actually served as Al Gore's campaign chairman. I didn't even put this in my special report coming up. I'd forgotten about that. What a dirty little creature. Between December 07 and April 2011, weekly wages, and it just goes over it all. In fact, I'm going to cover this. I'm going to cover this more coming up. It just absolutely blows my mind that all of this is happening. We got a lot of other important news coming up. Stay with us. We got Gerald Celente coming up as well.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, State Representative David Simpson, who has captained the entire operation to stand up against the federal power grab, the Fourth Amendment violating, grope downs, the hands in the pants, is voting right now. But as soon as he's out, he'll either be on with us today or tomorrow in Texas special session. Again, the super big news is that it's top news at the Drudge Report, which means it's the top story in the country. Texas no-grope bill back on. And, of course, the article breaks down the fact and the subterfuge of Rick Perry. It's incredible. It has quotes here. Where Senator Patrick exposes Perry for the fact that he sabotaged this bill a month ago secretly and did not want it known. Quote, apparently for political reasons, he came up with this elaborate political play to kill the bill without his fingerprints, Patrick said, speaking to the drama over the anti-airport pat-down bill that failed. When asked about how that would affect his relationship with Dewhurst, the right-hand man of Herr Perry, he paused for a while before answering the question. I have to ask myself, Patrick said, before trailing off again. And then later he said, I cannot support him for U.S. Senate or governorship, which Dewhurst is getting lined up for to replace K-Baby or Perry, either in the Senate or the governorship. Probably the governorship's the inside baseball. He's not sure, so we're not sure. And then it just goes over the fact that that Perry was caught lying. The Houston Chronicle, Joe Hawley, reports that Perry told activist Wesley Strickbine that they simply weren't the votes to pass the measure and they didn't have the votes, an answer that he wasn't pleased with. And then a letter was put out by Representative David Simpson, an open letter to him documenting the fact that Perry is a liar. Perry says on the video, we're going to play some of that coming up, he says, well, there's not time to introduce the bill. When Perry can add weeks anytime he wants a special session, when there is plenty of time, it's one of the most popular bills. And then he says, we don't have the votes for it. When they have already passed it unanimously in the House and near unanimously in the Senate. And representatives have reported they're probably going to have unanimous votes again. They've got close to unanimous already on record saying that they'll vote for it. Because to try to get the governor to add bills, they can have mock votes, and they've had one of those. So Perry said, we don't have time, I can't put it on, and we don't have the votes. And the person was informed and said, yes, you do have the votes. And the guy walked away, and Perry said, come here, get a picture, shake my hand. You know, I'm going to bend you over a barrel here, buddy. I'm lying to you. I'm insulting you. But that's okay. Because I know how to talk like a Texan boy, and I want me some possum grits and some possum stew, and I want me some armadillo dumplings. Get Granny Clampett out there in the cement pond. I killed a coyote in the middle of Austin. Yeah, I'm a rootin' tootin' Yosemite Sam. Ooh, I'll kill all you. Want to hear a Yosemite Sam imitation? Not to get into character to do that. I mean, why not? I'm convinced that you could dress up like Yosemite Sam and America would elect you because there's that archetypal Western image of John Wayne going to save you. And so basically we have a male cheerleader who voted for Al Gore. Oh, he worked for Al Gore. You didn't know that, Rick Perry? But of course you're going to elect him. You love it. You Republicans love Al Gore. You love to fail. You love to be conned. You love to be defeated. And you are going to elect Perry president. You are going to bow down just like all the idiot liberals did for Obama, for the establishment candidate. You are going to lick his boots. And when Sarah Palin and him run against each other and have little cute gaffes that are all scripted, oh, Perry's not going to like the fact that I have this intelligence info on them. It'll just like Obama and Hillary, then there'll be that secret meeting with the two, and she'll come out and announce that she's going to be his VP. Oh, yes, and we're going to have Rick Perry as president and Vice President Cutesy Pants right there, Sarah Palin. It's over. That's who they've got lined up, not Mitt Romney, not any of them. That's at least what Rick Perry and Karl Rove think. So they have these fake fights between Perry and Karl Rove. And, Perry doesn't like Bush now. And this stuff is put out to conservatives. Maybe he doesn't like Bush because he stole the election from his buddy Al Gore. I don't know. All right. When I said I was going to cover Perry later, and I'm already getting into it. We do have a special announcement about Hare Perry coming up at 33 after here in about 17 minutes. So there you have it. We're going to be going over all that. And starting in the next segment, building up to the special report on Perry, I had even forgotten this, but when I saw the reports, it refreshed my memory, and I went to the links, and there it was admitted. Did you know Perry worked for Al Gore?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Perry worked for Al Gore, and he worked for him recently, boys and girls. Let me tell you, and he's a male cheerleader. Oh, that he's going to the top there. Bush was a male cheerleader. Trent Lott, a bunch of. If you look at the U.S. Senate alone, last time I looked, of the men that are in there, close to half of them were male cheerleaders. Now, again, you got to be a male cheerleader to be in this Bohemian Grove club. Male cheerleaders. Or I'm sorry, if you're not a male cheerleader, it's okay. As long as you're a male ballet dancer, like Rahm Emanuel, the Chicago mayor. I mean that's, we're ruled by Barney Frank and male cheerleaders and male ballet dancers. But it doesn't matter if you're a ballet dancer. If you wear a cowboy hat, you're tough, okay? You wear a cowboy hat with the tights on and the ballet shoes. I can just see Rick Perry in ballet shoes with a cowboy hat on, wearing a thong, and he's just tiptoeing around. Maybe he can do a Las Vegas show for Chip and Dale's or something for the ladies. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to talk bad about a big Al Gore supporter like Rick Perry. And you know what Rick Perry told a Fox News source? I'll just leave that alone. Behind closed doors, he said, there's only three people I'm fearing right now, and I'm about to knock one of them out, and that was Deborah Medina, because if she'd have beat him for governor, obviously that would have wrecked his presidential aspirations. But he said it's Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and Deborah Medina, because what he fears is a true constitutionalist that you could call conservative, and you know some people see things through their own lens. I just want freedom. I don't want your labels. I'm pro-gun, pro-private property. I'm anti-abortion. If that's conservative, whatever. But it's not conservative to go around warmongering and butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution and shell out to foreign banks and support bailouts like Glenn Beck and Mitt Romney have done. Mitt Romney wrote the Obamacare in Massachusetts that was the main model of what we got. I mean, I can just see straight. I can talk straight. My job is easy, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to sit here and gauge what I'm going to say and think about what I'm going to say because I know what I believe. I know who I am. So that's why I don't want anybody's labels. I'm somebody who wants freedom. That's what I am. I'm one of these evil sovereign citizen type people that wants to be left alone, that doesn't want to be bossed around and controlled. I'm an American. And if I'm evil because I follow the bedrock beliefs of what this country was founded on, then call me evil, nail me to the wall if you want. I'm a heretic. I'm evil. I'm not a good little socialist, okay? I'm not a good little commie. I'm not a fascist bootlicker. I'm not here to lick boots. I don't want to rob people. I don't want to run other people's lives, and I don't want you wanting to rob me or run my life. You got it? I want my privacy. Stay out of my life. Stay out of my relationship with my wife. Stay out of my relationship with my children. Stay off my land. I'm like one of those hillbillies. Get off my land, boy. I'm Rick Perry. I love Al Gore. Oh, Al Gore. What's it take to be a Republican candidate for president? Male cheerleader. Check. Al Gore supporter. Check. Same thing with Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's two of their books, calling for world government. I keep meaning to print off the foreword from that and quotes about planetary government, the end of America. All right, coming up, we're going to go over Rick Perry and the fact that he's been pressured into doing the right thing. We're going to skip this break coming up during my caterwauling here, we have gotten State Representative Mr. Simpson on with us, and we do have his letter here that he sent a couple days ago after one of his constituents got video of Rick Perry saying that there's not time to reintroduce the anti-groping bill and that we don't have the votes, which clearly Mr. Perry had to know was the case. So we're going to be going over that here, and this is national news. One of the top stories in the country is this Houston Chronicle article. Perry adds anti-groping bill to special session. And in this article, they have Senator Patrick exposing Dewhurst for killing the bill secretly at the behest of the Al Gore supporter, Rick Perry, Mr. Cowboy Hat. So joining us is David Simpson. Representative Simpson, thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Now, for those that haven't heard you before, tell us who you are. Tell us about Texans Against TSA Tyranny and your quest after having your daughters groped and where all this is leading.
Well, I'm a representative from Longview, representing House District 7. This is my first year in the state House of Representatives. And this has been pretty amazing. This is the right message, the right time. The people's support for dignity and travel has just been huge. I've just played a role in representing them. I'm very grateful for just God's providence in bringing all this to pass. It's been like a tsunami the support, not just from all over Texas, but actually the nation. When the Washington Times, the New York Times, and Drudge took it up, I began receiving letters from even Democrats from all over the country, one from Denver, one from Massachusetts, one from Berkeley, saying, you know, I've never written a politician before. I'm a Democrat. I've never written, especially a Republican. This is a tremendously needed bill. Keep going. This is not about partisanship. This is about a freedom. It's about dignity and travel. I mean, there is no federal statute that requires the groping of people to travel freely. That's just outrageous. And this bill just simply draws a line and saying what is a reasonable search. And it's a shame that we even have to do it. I'm sorry, I probably got away from your question there. You may have to remind me what you asked.
Well, no, it's just that it's outrageous. It's over the top. It's in our face that the federal government's out of its jurisdiction. It's violating the Fourth Amendment. It's violating sexual assault laws. A police officer, if they randomly grabbed a woman or man's crotch, they would get jail time. Anybody would. How can they, the feds won't produce what law or statute they have to do this. I know your office and countless other offices have done that. Utah is lining up. Now Michigan,
that's right,
is lining up. So I'm so proud of Texas leading the way. And when you don't first succeed, try again. Our storming of the Capitol, like wild hyenas first going to the wrong house. We apologize, but it doesn't matter. Them going over to the Senate, going to Dewhurst office and letting them know that we were aware of what's happening. The other rallies that have been down there, the phone calls, the newspapers, the Washington Times asking Perry to do the right thing. Why do you think, and I know you don't want to get into inter-party fighting, but just to have the record clear, why do you think it was so hard to get Perry to do the right thing, A? B, what do you make of him claiming, because I call it a lie, I mean, he was the lieutenant governor before, he knows they had a unanimous vote in the House, he knows you guys had the votes, to say that we don't have the votes, and to say we don't have time, as he said in that video interview, that is outrageous.
Well, I couldn't believe he said it either. I mean, the man caught him off guard, and perhaps he just misspoke. I mean, I want to think the best of our governor. He can take the lead on this issue now. It'd be huge for him. He can do much more than I've ever been able to do. And I'm just so thankful that he put it on the call. It's a tremendous opportunity to say that we've got to rein in out of control federal bureaucracy. And it's not just federal. We have state bureaucracies that are out of control as well. And this is time that we enforce the Constitution. He's spoken a lot about it in his book, Fed Up. And this is time to say we're fed up with the TSA, not just the EPA, but the TSA. There's more statutory authority for what the EPA is doing than what the TSA is doing. There's no statutory authority for the groping of private parts. And, you know, of course, the EPA reinterpreted the laws with respect to clean air and clean water. And so I'm so grateful for his fight there and the Attorney General's. We, you know, the Constitution, as Jefferson said, is to be a chain that bind down our public officials and to keep them from hurting the people. And what we have right now is these general laws being made, and then these bureaucrats just go way beyond and doing this ridiculous things. And we, as the public elected officials, need to rein them in. And that's what this law is about.
Representative Simpson, I want to talk about how we ensure that other little dirty tricks aren't pulled in the Senate by Dewhurst or, I'm told, scurrying around. Frankly, even worse is the Democrat Senator Kirk Watson, the former nightmarish mayor, land grabber of Austin, the Don of Austin. What do we have to look for? How are they going to try to kill the legislation now? How do we ensure the legislation gets passed?
Well, I'm very thankful for the lieutenant governor asking for it. First one to ask for it, he's been on the call the day before the special session. Then I asked for it, And then Senator Patrick asked for it. We have the votes, at least we have. I think we continue to do. We don't take anything to granted. You're right. I mean, there are things that are done in closed doors here where the press doesn't have access to that are very disconcerting. But on the other hand, we have public statements from these men. I take them at their word. I'm grateful for their leadership. But the people just need to know that it is. This is just a step forward. This is not. I don't want this to be a Pyrrhic victory. We have got to hold each one of them accountable and encourage them to support this bill, not only in the Senate, especially in the Senate, but also in the House. We do have 112 co-authors in the House, and I'm expecting another unanimous vote on Friday. The bill is set for Friday in the House. I was hoping it was earlier, but the chairman of calendars assured me that was the best date. And I've been in touch with Senator Patrick, and I'm hoping that he will continue to move his bill, which is identical, forward in the Senate. And hopefully there'll be some co-authors. And
all right.
The people just need to write, fax, and call.
The fight's not over, but I want to shift gears in the brief time we have. We're very thankful for you coming on, sir, on short notice. The head of the Energy Commission in Texas and another state rep reportedly, Fox News, I don't know if you've seen that,
said that
they were in New Orleans. For those that just joined us, I'll recap it. And that they held him for 40 minutes and actually crushed his genitals to the point of causing serious pain. He was sore reportedly for hours. And that's been confirmed that they almost lift you up off the ground. I have seen them with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura when I've flown with him actually squeeze his testicles to make sure they're not, this is, I don't normally talk like this on radio, but we have to describe what's happening. What's your view on them saying we're doing this to punish you? I mean, these people are psychotics.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I've also received similar testimonies, outrageous abuse. There was a man from, I believe it was Massachusetts, he told me they pressed his testicle against his thigh. I mean, and that just can cause this terrible pain. And it's just outrageous that these things are routinely being done without probable cause. And this is a reasonable measure. This is a reasonable place to draw the line. It's got to be either here or with a body cavity, and this is definitely the place it should be. I mean, Utah's, I think, considering not even allowing them to touch the body. But the other issue is we moved this from sexual assault part of the penal code to official oppression, and that's really what this is. I mean, they had one TSA agent who told a man who had removed his belt as he was asked, and he was holding his pants, and she said to him, you know, hold your hands in there. And he told the man, I said, ma'am, if I don't hold my pants, they're going to fall to the ground. Hold your hand in there. I have power. I have power. And so he puts his hands in the air, and his pants fall to the ground. This is egregious. And this is the part of the...
Well, they rip colostomy bags off people.
That's right. And this is why it's already an offense in Section 3903 of the Penal Code, official oppression. To impede, use an unlawful act to impede someone from enjoying a right or privilege as a citizen of the United States or the state. And this is just defining it more clearly. It just shouldn't be, have to be groped in order to travel or to access the public building.
Well, now, sir, as you know, a federal judge ruled that they're going to be at school proms, and the TSA is now showing up at malls, randomly searching people, and you can't make this up. They actually have the Boy Scouts with them helping spy on people. It's like we woke up in an alternate dimension.
That's just outrageous. And I've read where they had a contract to make the scanners where they could virtually strip search people as they walked by on the sidewalk or going into a football game. You know, what we've got to stop doing is a real fundamental issue at stake here. Is the role of the civil government to punish the wrongdoer, or is it to prevent wrongdoing? And if it's the latter, we're going to lose our freedom. What we need to do is swift justice when people do wrong, and otherwise get out of the way and leave them free.
Innocent until proven guilty. Representative David Simpson, you need to run for governor. You need to run for U.S. Senate. You are the type of patriot we need who quotes Sam Houston. Friday's the vote. Folks, we haven't won the war yet. We've won this battle. Everybody call the Texas legislature. Good job, Representative.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Okay, well, we had Representative David Simpson on, and he's trying to be a gentleman and be nice, but Senator Dan Patrick's a senior senator. He's on record saying that Dewhurst, basically at the behest of Perry, killed the whole thing secretly. Well, no kidding. They had every vote in the Senate but one, unanimous in the House, and then they killed it. And Dewhurst said we didn't have the votes. Well, see, the lieutenant governor can kill bills himself. He killed it. But then told people, I don't want my fingerprints on this. No kidding. Because they want to move up and be federal toadies. They want to play ball. But we've let Rick Perry, and the whole nation's let Rick Perry know, listen, buddy, we're going to keep your hind end in line. It's the same thing with Obama saying, these aren't wars for the last 3 months in Libya and other areas. In Yemen, and no one's buying it now, so the Washington Post and others have gone from saying it's not a war, you're a conspiracy theorist to call it one, to going, Obama losing credibility, no one buying it. So this is the type of exciting things that are happening. Now, I've done something a little special that's a gift to Rick Perry to try to get people to actually pay attention to his real history. And I want to be clear with listeners that you can just search the term, or we have links to it in the story at Infowars.com, 14 reasons why Rick Perry would be a really, really bad president. And I had forgotten some of the things that are in this article, like number 7. Back in 88, Rick Perry supported Al Gore, linked to mainstream news, for president. In fact, Rick Perry actually served as Al Gore's campaign chairman. This isn't somebody who, you know, supported Al Gore accidentally or was low level. He was the campaign chairman for Al Gore in the state of Texas. I mean, Perry back then was anti-gun, pro-socialism, environmental land grabber. I mean, you might as well elect Bill Clinton again. And it goes on, all the taxes he raised in Texas. And one of the most sickening things Rick Perry does is he gets up on the news and he says that he's the reason Texas is doing so good. No, in spite of you, we aren't in as bad as a recession or depression as some other areas of the country. Now, we have titled this video, Rick Perry Announces Presidential Run. And technically, he hasn't, but in reality, he has. That's why 3.5 years ago, I said he'd run for president in 2012 in my film Endgame, because he went to Bilderberg. He wrote the presidential book. He's had Karl Rove in town, secretly meeting with him. And I've seen Karl Rove in town on top of it. I know this from his security staff. I know this from Fox News high-level consultant. I'm not going to say which vice president. I have this from a Fox News host. This is over a year ago, and it's going to be Palin. Now, doesn't mean it's 100%. He's going to run. That's 100%. The system's going to kind of beta test Palin and Perry and others. But they believe that people hate Obama so much that even though Texas has a bad connotation with some Americans because of Bush, that America's going to go for it. And he gives good speeches. He's smart. So is Palin. They're going to run against each other, then team up with him on the top of the ticket. That's what the top brains believe. And I've said that on air for over a year. I have on record talked about this, and you're seeing it. Now, remember, he pledged he wouldn't run, but his actions show he is running. Here is the special report, ladies and gentlemen, the special report premiering here. Rick Perry announces presidential run because with his actions, he's now broken his pledge. He says, I'm rethinking my pledge. Of course he's already running. Look at all the speeches he's giving. So we're just going to announce it for you, Perry, because we already know from inside your campaign. Here it is.
Rick Perry's actions speak louder than words. Everything he's done so far tells the world, I'm running for president. And our inside sources confirm that's exactly what he's planning to do.
That's right. Texas Governor Rick Perry has announced that he's running for the Republican nomination for president in 2012. And you're hearing it here first at InfoWars.com. Now, as the world media tunes in to this video, they're saying, well, where else do we have this information? Well, you see, officially, Rick Perry hasn't announced that he's running for president. But in the real world, he has. And I want to talk about that right now. Almost 4 years ago, I released a film called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where we predicted that Rick Perry would be running for president coming up in 2012.
Now, Jim, my governor, Rick Perry, it's in the front of the Dallas Morning News. The headline reads, Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg. What does it mean to have the governor of Texas in the Dallas Morning News just admitting he's going to Bilderberg Group?
It means he's a potential president. Officially, Bilderberg considers Governor Rick Perry a potential president of the United States.
And he indeed is now positioning himself for that. You see, he told you that he had a pledge that he was not going to run for president in 2012, but now he's rethinking that pledge. To go through all the data is mind-boggling, but bottom line here, we have sources inside Fox News. We have sources inside Rick Perry's security detail. After all, I live here in Austin, Texas, been on the radio and TV for 16 plus years. And we've known that for more than a decade, Rick Perry has been groomed to run for president by none other than Karl Rove, who back in the mid-1990s got him to flip from Democrat to Republican. And he was in that same stable as Senator Graham, of course, later President Bush, and now Governor Rick Perry. And so it was Karl Rove who basically put him in the position he is today. The Inside Baseball from sources in media, Texas Monthly, Fox News, inside the Perry camp, including people that work not just in his security but in his office. Everything from day one has been about Rick Perry being president. And now the media is saying he is the front runner, even when he has not even announced yet. So Rick Perry let us know that he had announced for president with the establishment, with the people that bankroll presidential candidates when he went to Bilderberg in 2007. And we were on the scene documenting the fact that Rick Perry was basically there begging to be the heir apparent and that he was chosen. The modern political manipulators are masters at building up a candidate as the answer to all your problems. Everybody was mad at George W. Bush. So here comes Barack H. Obama, financed by the very same Wall Street interest. We are on record calling it that Rick Perry would be positioned to run for president. And now it's happening. But he plays the part of this reluctant candidate. Oh, dear, I've put out the presidential book of Fed Up. Oh, dear, I'm going to all the big conservative conferences and talking about how much I love Jesus. Oh, dear, I don't want to run. And then Rush Limbaugh and all the other big kingmakers come out and say, come on, Perry, we're drafting you. You've got to do it. You're the only one that will save us. The whole thing is 100% scripted. So let's look at Rick Perry's record. We already talked about the fact that he was a Democrat who was flipped by Karl Rove. But since then, as he rose up through Texas politics to the governorship, we have seen an extremely duplicitous politician in an overall field of lying scallywags. He is a master manipulator. Let's fast forward to 2007. The incumbent governor travels to Bilderberg to be vetted by the global elite, just as Bill Clinton, the obscure Arkansas governor, traveled there in 1991 to then be catapulted in 1992 and 93 to the presidency of the United States. A few years later, the obscure, even more obscure, member of parliament, Tony Blair, went to Bilderberg, bowed down before them, pledged to push England into the European Union. He becomes the new heir apparent and is put in as British Prime Minister. Well, Rick Perry had studied history, and his advisors had explained to him that bowing down to the globalists was key. But first, he had to prove himself to them. He had to hand over the Texas power plant infrastructure to private offshore consortiums. He had to sign over more than 8,000 miles of paid-for Texas roads directly to the private Spanish company Centra and put tolls on those roads. And when the Texas legislature voted by an overwhelming majority to stop the Trans-Texas North American Union highway system, Rick Perry came in and vetoed it. But that wasn't enough to prove himself. He then came out in a giant criminal hoax and said all Texas schoolgirls must take the Gardasil vaccine. It is the law. I am commanding you. Well, first off, a governor can't do that. All he did was recommend it be on the list of recommended vaccines to the state health department. Then it came out that Gardasil was a product that the big pharma didn't want to put on the market because it was killing girls in the trials. And so by government mandating it, vaccine protection laws kicked in that protected the companies from liability, from the deaths they knew would result from this dangerous live virus vaccine being put on the market. But something else happened in that key year of 2007. Ron Paul was announcing his run for the presidency out of Texas. The deep parties formed right here in this state and had huge marches rebuking the Democrats, but also George W. Bush for his tax and spend system and all of his wars. Rick Perry in 2008-2009 was being booed at Republican events. Suddenly he shifted gears. He said, why I kill coyotes in the middle of Austin while I'm jogging. I want Texas to secede. I'm against the New World Order. Down with their world government. I'm tough. I'm going to deal with corruption. All of this was the establishment realizing that blue blood, Rockefeller republicanism was dead with the populace. So the Tea Party had rejected him. The Texas legislature had overridden his vetoes. Perry was in deep trouble. So he rebranded himself as the ultimate super patriot who was going to fight the New World Order. And now he's positioned himself, along with Sarah Palin and others, to be the presidential candidate who gets the nomination in 2012. So you heard it here first. Rick Perry is going to announce, all of his actions have already technically announced that he's running for president. All the speaking tours, the book, everything he has said and done shows you that he's running. But from all of our sources, Fox News host, Fox News executive, people inside the Perry camp who work with him in the state government, other inside media sources I have in Austin, including Texas Monthly, have all confirmed that it has always been the establishment's plan to put Perry in the White House as our new imperial emperor. And then you have Perry, don't forget, breaking his pledge and saying, I'll never run for president. I'm all about Texas. We may have to have our own country. And exaggerating his Texas accent to now, I may break that pledge. Well, he proves himself to be a corrupt politician and not a statesman again. Just like Bill Clinton saying, I didn't have sex with that woman, or George W. Bush's daddy saying, read my lips, no new taxes, or Obama lying about ending the torture and not hiring lobbyists. Rick Perry is like his father, the political establishment that can be described as nothing less than devilish. And so in the interest of time, I will give you one more example that didn't happen a couple years ago, but is happening right now. Texas unanimously voted in the House, 138-0, to enforce the law and to order the TSA not to sexually grope people that are attempting to travel on aircraft. And he used his minion, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, according to Senator Patrick and others, to kill that bill in the Senate when they had every vote in the Senate on their side but one. They could have passed it with a overwhelming majority, but Dewhurst killed that bill. Then we fought for a special session. The special session was called, and I interviewed the different members of the State House, and they said, we just know Rick Perry, who's claimed he supports this bill, is going to put it on the special session. Only the governor can list the bills on the special session. And what did Rick Perry do? Rick Perry waited a few weeks as the Washington Times and Lou Rockwell and others begged him and said, you're our only hope. The nation's looking at you. What the TSA is doing is wrong. It's a federal power grab. Add it to the special session. Don't make the rumors true that you had your minions kill it in the Senate. And Rick Perry was silent. But finally, after he was confronted over and over again, he publicly lied. We're going to play a clip of that in a moment. And told people at book signings and other events that, oh, I'm sorry, there's just not time to get it into the session when the governor can expand the session out as long as he wants. And then he went on to tell a bigger lie. He said, we don't have the votes. When they have a near unanimous vote already lined up on record and the bill has been tentatively reintroduced, he just has to give it his seal of approval.
We're fed up with TSA tyranny, if you'd sign that. So I'm just wondering what your intent is on bringing the TSA legislation in the special session.
They're not going to have it. They don't have the votes on either side. That's what I told them. I said, bring me a multitude of votes.
Well, Senator Patrick wrote a letter 2 days ago indicating that there was the votes in the Senate, and there's 112 co-sponsors in the House. So in view of that, would you consider bringing it up in view of that?
Not enough time left in the session.
So he's lied publicly. He used his minions inside on record now, the State House, to kill it quietly and he didn't want his fingerprints on it, Senator Patrick and others, exposed. Now, he waited to put it on the special session. As the public pressure mounted, he comes out and says, I can't, there's not time, and we don't have the votes, when they've got the votes with a supermajority in the House and the Senate to pass it right now. Letters have been written by State Rep. David Simpson, who authored the bill in the House, pointing out that now the head of the Energy Commission was flying out of New Orleans with state reps. They pulled them aside, grabbed their testicles, crushed them, racking them in pain, and they said, why are you doing this, to punish me? And they said, yeah, we're doing this to punish you. The feds are so out of control, they're singling out our Texas leaders and our legislators and literally torturing them.
Let me put this delicately. I was still feeling the effects of the pat-down as I sat in my seat from New Orleans to Houston and then Houston to Austin.
And Rick Perry gets up and lies and says, we don't have the votes, when he knows damn well. All right, folks, we're going to come back and play the rest of that special report. Then I'll get into a bunch of geopolitical news, economic news, police state news, nanny state news, and the good news of how the population's waking up to fight back. Then Gerald Celente is coming up in the next hour. Stay with us.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, we've launched this Rick Perry video. It's gone up on Infowars.com. Rick Perry announces presidential run. Rob Jacobson, who stayed up all night to finish the video, wrote a little blurb, but I've got Kurt writing a blurb under it to explain why we're announcing for him. Because we've known for a year absolutely that he was going to do it. Texas Monthly reports they have sources that confirm he's been getting ready for it and plans to. And he's doing this whole reluctant hero thing. And so he's lied to people and said, I'm not going to run, I pledge. Now he's going to rethink his pledge. He was lying when he gave that pledge. He didn't rethink it. That's the key. And that's what Kurt Nimmo's going to add under the video. He lied. He was, when he gave that pledge 3 or 4 months ago, and now the headlines, Perry rethinking pledge, he did that so Rush Limbaugh and everybody could beg him to then run to whet everybody's appetite. Oh, that they dragged the reluctant hero in there. So that's why I put this video out, so that we can expose that fact that Rick Perry has announced for president because he was always intending to. And when he said, I pledge to not run, he was lying then. He didn't just reluctantly then start to change his mind. He's a deceiver. He was Al Gore's campaign chairman in Texas. He's for the NAFTA highways, the forced deadly inoculations. He covertly used Dewhurst, according to Senator Patrick, who said he witnessed it, to kill the bill. Then he wouldn't put it on special session. Then he lied and said he didn't have the votes. And so that's because Kurt's listening right now. I didn't have time to direct him during the break. Kurt's going to add the blurb on there that, understand, we have made this announcement for him to expose the fact that he's duplicitous and that he was always intending to run and played this game I'm basically just giving you in my mind why I did this. That's the big issue for me, is that we knew he was running. We had it from a security detail, Fox News exec, Fox News host, how it was going to be Palin, the whole way this whole thing was planned. More info for more of the security detail in just the last few days from separate sources. He's got a big security detail. This is an open secret, and he's going, oh, I pledge I'm not going to run in 2012. I pledge, knowing the whole time he was. It was his plan to run for president back when I almost called him his White House name of Turd Blossom. Karl Rove picked him, George Bush, and Senator Phil Graham, before he was a senator, picked them out of Texas politics and put them to where they are. It's always been his plan. He's got the pre-presidential book. He's got the tour.
And says, we don't have the votes.
I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible. He is a deceiver, and so Rick Perry's announced for president. He's announced by all of his actions. He always planned to. So that's why we gave it that headline, so it gets the maximum attention, so we can expose who this Trojan horse is. We're going to go out to break with the end of the special report, and we'll come back with the third hour with Webster Tarpley, and then we're also going to have Gerald Celente on. Here it is.
When he knows damn well it passed unanimously in the House, and the sponsor of the bill says they've got the votes to ram the sucker through, and they've got all the votes on record. He's counting on your ignorance. He's counting on you to buy into the packaging of a Texan and of a patriot, when all Rick Perry will do is give Texas and America a bad name, and he'll betray you just like George W. Bush and Barack H. Obama, and he'll ensure that somebody like Ron Paul, who doesn't have the fancy hair of Rick Perry, but has the constitutionalist record, is defeated. If you so-called rhino conservatives buy into Rick Perry, you get what you deserve, just like you Obamanoid idiots. So there you have it. Rick Perry has announced he's running for president. I've got it from inside his campaign, and all his actions announced.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.